The Czech state will provide a loan to ČEZ to build a new unit at the Dukovany nuclear power station, government leaders have announced. The state should contribute around 70% of the expected cost of the major, long-discussed project. Ian Willoughby has the details.
The construction of a new nuclear unit in the Czech Republic has been discussed for a number of years, with question marks always hanging over how it would be funded. Now, semi-state power giant ČEZ is going to build a new unit at Dukovany, one of only two nuclear power plants in the country, thanks to a loan from the state, an idea that the Czech government had previously rejected. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš spoke about the decision at a news briefing on Thursday.
The proposal will be discussed by the government around the end of June. A week before the government session, I will invite the leaders of all parties in the Chamber of Deputies to see the contract. There will be a presentation. That's because it's not only a matter for our government, but for all other governments, as it will be implemented over decades.
ČEZ CEO Daniel Beneš has reiterated a previous statement that a tender procedure for the contract to build the new unit should be concluded by the end of this year. A winner ought to be selected by the end of 2022. Mr. Beneš said that the cost of the project would be 6 billion euros at present values. The state will provide a loan for 70% of that amount and ČEZ will cover the rest. Prime Minister Babiš said both sides would benefit.
Our interest is to ensure the lowest prices for everyone, and that is connected to the financing. That means that we have more or less agreed that the state will provide ČEZ with a loan on very good terms, both for the state and for ČEZ.
The approval of the European Commission is needed in order for ČEZ to get a cheap loan from the state. This is because EU rules preclude the state from favouring certain companies. Under a Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade proposal, if the purchase price of electricity generated by the planned new Dukovany unit is higher than the price on the market, consumers will pay the difference via network tariffs. However, if the purchase price is lower than the market price, the impact on consumers will be the opposite. And this idea has been criticised by environmental groups. Six companies are interested in the contract to build the unit, including Russia's Rosatom and Westinghouse from the United States. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2029, with a full launch planned for 8 years later.